This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knicks, big win. Yankees, big win. Mets, of course, that whole mess with the weather guy and their exclusive weather forecast was supposed to be a mist. It wasn't a mist. Marcus Stroman pissed off. All that is out there for you. We're also getting closer and closer to the draft, and it really is amazing how the NFL draft is the most talked about thing on every national sports network. And we understand, you know, regional baseball is something that grows and grows every year, meaning that it becomes more and more of a regional game and not a national talking point. But anytime I turn on the TV and go to some sort of national sports channel, whether it's ESPN, Fox Sports, CBS Sports Network, whatever, it's all NFL draft all the time. And we already know who the top two picks are going to be already. So everybody's talking about the 49ers and who they're going to take and how everything changes like you brought up this morning. But we can't wait for that. That's going to be, what, a 2 weeks from?
29th, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
2 weeks from Thursday.
Right.
Two weeks from Thursday.
The interesting thing, we'll see what happens when the Giants get to their pick. And who's there, whether they trade out and try to add picks, whether or not – I believe they'll go defense, and they'll go front seven defense. That's what I think. And we'll can't wait till we get there because it's one of the most exciting nights. And really, the whole draft now starts with the 49ers. So they have the number three overall pick. They traded with the Dolphins. They gave the Dolphins a haul. The Dolphins then traded with the Eagles get back at number six. It looks like they're going to go after a wide receiver. But there's a chance. There's a legitimate chance that the first four picks could be quarterbacks. I would think we all believe that the first three picks are going to be quarterbacks unless the 49ers see somebody that they really wanted and keep Jimmy Garoppolo as their starting quarterback and just add to all the talent that they already have. So the 49ers, I believe, are a Super Bowl caliber team if Jimmy Garoppolo can stay healthy. And maybe they do what Kansas City did with Patrick Mahomes. They keep Jimmy Garoppolo. They give him a chance to see if he can get the team back to the Super Bowl. And if he does, then maybe they move on from him. Or if they don't, or if he doesn't, or if he doesn't make it through the season, then they'll move on from him next year. And then whoever they take with the third overall pick, he ends up being their starting quarterback 2 years from now. So I don't know. You know, there's a million different scenarios, but I think we've obviously narrowed down the Jets scenario.
Yeah, and I think that the NFL probably doesn't love the fact that the first two picks are already locked up. We know exactly where they're going to go. And I would guess that probably by draft night, we're going to know where the 49ers are going to go as well. So I think going into draft night, we're going to know the top three picks in the draft, and that's not great drama for the NFL. It's not. You kind of want to...
I would say the drama has happened this hot stove season for the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, you've had 20 different quarterback decisions being made. You've had trades. You've had movement. You've had movement at the top of the draft. The Jets are sticking with number two. And, of course, Jacksonville sticking with number one. They got their quarterbacks of the future, they believe. And I think both teams are doing it right because both teams basically now are starting with new coaches, new ways of doing things. And both teams are at least stable in the front office. And that's going to be paramount to the success of these quarterbacks as they go forward. If you have a stable front office where you don't have to worry about them firing the coach next year, firing the GM next year, you're going to have a quarterback that's going to step into a good situation. And that's what I think is going on with Jacksonville and the Jets. So that's good.
Did they come up with that vote yet for the other two Bengals Ring of Honor and inaugural class yet or no?
No, they have not, and that will be done by season ticket holders of the Bengals.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so we can't vote on that.
No, you can't.
Because you know that would happen.
Yeah.
I mean, all the listeners here would make sure you're in that inaugural class.
Oh, that's very nice. I would appreciate it.
How many season ticket holders do you think that they have right now?
I would say about 15,000, maybe.
15,000?
15 to 20, somewhere around there.
Think we can get to some of those guys, bribe them?
Let them take care of their own team, all right? You're a Viking fan.
I know.
But you're not even a season ticket holder, but you're a Viking fan.
Well, you know what means more to me than the Minnesota Vikings, Boomer?
This show.
Yes.
Yes.
And you and the partnership.
Right.
And that would be very special if we were able to do that.
Yeah, but then again, I feel like that's a little disingenuous on your part. I mean, because you want it to be successful because of our show as opposed to being like friends.
No, not at all. It's something that you want. So if you want it, we want it. You know? It's that type of thing.
It's something that I want.
I think it is.
It would be something that would be nice to be recognized. It's not something that I've demanded over the years like you guys have.
But it would be cool. You'd prefer to be in the inaugural class than not, I would think.
Like I always told you, depending on how they do it and how the fans vote on it, it's up to them. It's not up to me.
They come up with their new uniforms yet?
They should be coming out relatively soon.
Okay.
I've seen what people think are hints of what their new uniforms are, but I don't think they've officially announced anything.
Yeah, there's been a couple leaks out there for sure.
They got to simplify the uniform.
Yeah.
Too much stuff going on. They got the black, the orange, the white. It's all over the place.
And Derrick Henry wants throwback helmets now?
I love it. Everybody should love throwback helmets.
Is it going to work, though, with the new jerseys and everything?
Well, the other thing, too, is first of all, the CBA has to, or the union has to, allow a second helmet into the mix. Right now, they're not allowing second helmets. You can only wear your one helmet that's specifically fit for you to limit the amount of concussions, they say.
Yeah.
So now if they had a second helmet, you would have to go through the same testing procedures and everything else to allow the second helmet to be worn. It's a whole concussion situation.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Let's go down to Florida, talk to Danny. What's going on, Danny? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gio. Good morning, Boomer. Long time, second time.
What's
up? I got a question, man.
Yeah.
How come you haven't spoken about Gardner Minshew today, Gio?
Yeah, I know. I did see. I'm looking at the pictures now. Someone sent them to me. I mean, his mullet is
ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. It really is incredible.
It's one of the all-time best mullets I think you could ever.
Yeah, and he's got the lines in it, too. He really does.
Thinking you could do that, Gio.
You could do that?
I mean, it's getting there. I mean, the hair in the back is getting there. I could. I mean, I would have to. You told me, though, in the beginning, when you were starting to turn on the mullet in a good way, you're like, it's starting to grow on me.
Yeah.
And then I threw out the idea about the lines on the side.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And you didn't like it.
I mean, you're not 25 years old.
Yeah, I know. But
I mean, at your age, you're a father, for God's sake, and you're a homeowner, and you're moving into a new town.
So lines on the side of my head would make me somehow not all those things?
Danny, thanks for the call. Yeah, I'm not really sure if this is the good look for you. For him, it's different. He's a young kid. You know, he's Gardner Minshew.
Okay. But, man, look at that. You see that from the side?
I saw it. It's awesome.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I got to at least do that for, like, Memorial Day weekend. You know, just for like a special occasion, you know, July 4th or something.
Yeah, I'm sure Gina would love that.
Yeah, well, I mean, at this point, you know, I've told her many times before,
do it for
my head, my choice.
Do it for the boat parade.
Yeah.
Victor in Danbury, Connecticut. Victor, what's happening?
Hey, guys, love the show.
Hey, Victor.
Thank you, man. What's happening, brother?
Hey, I got a quick question. I need to know what your security procedures are for your office because Craigie seems to have a key. I tweeted out to you, hey, your office is going to be raided, and he called me a rat. So
I saw that, and I appreciate you. I saw that, Victor, and I saw that he called you a rat, and that's
– Does he have a key?
I got your back, brother.
I know you do, Victor, and I appreciate that. So by you putting him on blast, he did not get into my office. There's only two people that have a key other than me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so, all right, so I know you have a key. Jerry at one point had a key, but did you confiscate that back
from
him?
Because the reason they were talking about this is because when Craig sat in with us,
yeah,
he was going to try to get the key from Jerry.
Did Jerry give it up?
No, not that I know of, because there's nothing missing.
Okay. So
so why would Jerry give up a key when I gave him a key so he could sleep on my couch those nights that he's doing double duty? to help him. So why would he give Craig the key?
I don't know.
Why do you think? I don't. In my wildest dreams, I would never expect Jerry to give him the key or anybody.
Got to remember, though, Jerry might have sloppily just left the key somewhere, just like he did that day when he left the door open and Pat Boyle went in there and slept.
And drank.
And drank your beer.
Right.
So that is a possibility.
And now
as well.
I got that Riptide beer in there.
Oh, it's
from
delicious.
The West Hampton Brewing Company, by
That's
the way.
Right.
So thank you very much. A portion of the proceeds is going to go to our foundation.
And these sweet hats, too.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a
It's an IPA.
It's IPA. It's got a nice little bite to it, which is really good. But the can is gorgeous.
Oh, it really is. With the Riptide and the beach feel and everything
else. Right, so we got the West Hampton Brewing Company. We got the Riptide professional lacrosse team. And my foundation.
It's perfect.
All Long Island, right there.
All Long Island.
I love it. So it was great, and it tastes great, and it looks great. The cans are amazing how good looking they are.
Yeah, they did a great job with that.
Maybe I'll show it tomorrow. I got it in my office. I got some couple cans in my office.
Yeah, I put a couple of those back this weekend. You know, new house, little Long Island BEF beer. Living the life, man. Living the life.
Yes. All right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You're out there clamming yesterday, doing some South Shore Long Island clamming. And when you told
nice clams.
When you told me you were clamming, though, I thought you were actually going to, like, hop into the water with those clamming socks on and start digging them out with your feet.
But I didn't do it with socks way back in the day. But I will say the water was freezing yesterday.
Well, yeah.
And it was not the right water to go in. So you remember, I had to take Nichelle Turner. She's the host of Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
She also was a former sideline reporter for NFL Fox.
Okay.
Or NFL on Fox. And now, you know, she hosts this celebrity renovation show. So,
right. And she wasn't going to get in the water.
No, but, you know,
she's from California, right?
Right. Well, she's from Missouri, but now lives in California. But no, but she was 100% all into it.
Yeah.
And then I actually had to make her eat a clam. She had never eaten a clam
just
before.
Right out of the water.
Right there. Right there. Boom.
Just right down the gullet.
And I had a flask of JW Blue, which she appreciated. Because that helped.
Well, yeah, especially when it's freezing outside like that. It's absolutely
perfect.
You know,
perfect. We geared up too, man.
We
were, you know, in total clamming outfits and every foul weather gear,
you
the whole thing.
You had the waders.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
those
100%,
on.
100%, yes.
Yeah, all those things. Those will keep you warm. That's great. And I'm glad that you...
Big thank you to Brian, our captain yesterday, and of course, Jimmy Clams, who set the whole thing up. Jimmy Clams set the whole thing up, so it was great.
Nice clams.
Nice clams.
Very good. All right. Jerry's back with an update and moment of the day. What's happening, Jerry?
What is up? We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem Spring Clothing Collection. Visit flagandanthem.com. Got another nice package of Flag and Anthem on Saturday.
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Awesome. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. They just don't stop, man. I love it. I can't get enough of their stuff. Every day it shows up. I got a whole Flag and Anthem closet.
Yeah.
Just dedicated to Flag and Anthem these days.
My wife said to me, between Flag and Anthem and Rutgers, I think you need another closet for your other stuff.
I haven't bought a shirt in a very long time.
No, me neither.
Yeah, it's great.
And BEF stuff, too. A lot of that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, for sure.
Hideki Matsuyama, your winner at the Masters. First major championship of the year. 10 under par. One shot win over Xander Schauffele. Yankees beat the Rays on Sunday in 10-8-4. Gleyber Torres ties the game in the 8th with an RBI single. Then the newest of Yankees, Rougned Odor. And with the go-ahead RBI single, Yankees would tack on a couple more. Big game for Gio Urshela, a 2-run homer and a long home run and an RBI single on the day. Here was Urshela, who really feels at this point that he is and has been locked in.
I feel the same way, feeling like more comfortable on the plate. I had a good day today, so it's getting really, really close.
And CBS Sports Network showing a replay of the home run. That thing is all the way at the top of the wall. I'll tell you another thing, too. It's good that, was that Waka that pitched for the Rays? He was brutal after that first guy who was really good after the first couple of innings. So I think throws a screwball. You don't hear that very often. And then Waka came in and couldn't get anybody out. Here was Aaron Boone on Rugi. Says he made his debut. He was in the starting lineup pretty good.
Great at bat by Rugi there to keep battling, to fight one off, and then to add some important add-on runs.
Yep, Odor snapping.
How do you throw a screwball? Is that sort of similar to like the split-finger fastball?
Isn't the screwdriver where you turn your arm completely over the opposite way?
But how are you holding it, though?
Like, like lefties, it's normal for lefties.
Yeah.
It's almost like the way that Mariano pitched.
But how do you hold the ball is what I'm asking. Like, where is it a...
No, I'm not sure how you hold it. I know that when I would throw, I would just naturally, my wrist would go out.
Yeah.
And that was also being a quarterback. You know, when you're quarterback, you got to, your hand goes out like a screwball.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Who knew? Here's Aaron Judge. He played, and he says all good going forward, at least he hopes.
It's really tough to describe any soreness based on track record. You'd rather, you know, instead of missing a month, why not miss, you know, one game or two games? You know, what's the difference between, you know, playing 155 or 157?
Let's hope we get to 155.
Well, that's true, too. That's a very good point. Tonight, you got the Yankees and Blue Jays in Dunedin. Both clubs come in at 4-5 on the season. Rays now 4-5 as well. Garrett Cole takes on Robbie Ray. Coverage on Sports Radio 66 WFAN AM, although the pregame show will start after Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Then we'll go to Nets basketball. Mets and Marlins postponed in the top of the first. We know that. Mets Phillies tonight. David Peterson facing Chase Anderson. Here was the controversial, not finish because it was the top of the ninth, and he wasn't in the bottom half, where the Phillies took the lead on the Braves last night.
The pitch swung on and popped in the air left side near the line. Challenge. Ozuna getting under it. He's going to make the catch. Boehm tagging. He's coming home. Here's the throw, and he is safe. Safe, they say, at home plate. Boehm somehow got his foot in under the tag of Darnold.
Now, it's funny. All the Phillies radio with the call, all the replays that I've seen, yeah, I don't think you can tell, but boy, Barstool blew it up and had an angle. My God, he doesn't come close to the plate as he goes right over that left edge and pops right up.
I mean, the umpire's staring right at it.
Yeah.
How do you miss it?
They upheld it on replay, and then the fans in Atlanta started throwing things, much to the chagrin of Dansby Swanson.
It's an embarrassing representation of our city. Because I know from being from here, that's not how we act.
And gave a couple of reasons why it bothered him so much.
Number one, disrespectful to the people that put in so much work to have the field ready for us every day to make sure it's in the best shape possible. Number two, endangering players.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd take the All-Star game out of there because of this.
Jackass. Very funny. Elsewhere yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Nationals 3-0 as Clayton Kershaw, a little bit better than Max Scherzer, though Scherzer was really good. Zach McKinstry, 2-for-3, a double, a home run, and 3 RBIs. Haven't done this in a while, so why not do this? This is a fun little game we like to play once in a while.
Boomer and Gio, what the hell was that?
Okay.
So I'll play you a series of sounds, and then I'll give you a little multiple choice, and you tell me what you think the hell it was. All right, so you hear the sounds.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of sounds there. Was that A, me playing tennis over the weekend, Saturday, because yesterday was a washout? Was it B, Evan Roberts taking batting practice? Or was it C, Evan Clay shooting? A, B, or C?
B.
Which I don't remember what I said was B.
Okay.
Evan. Which was B, batting practice?
Yeah, Evan, okay. Batting practice. I'm going to say you playing tennis.
You playing tennis, that meaning me.
Yeah.
That would be incorrect. The CBS Sports Network will roll the video footage. That would be Evan Roberts on TikTok taking batting practice in his backyard using a skills hurricane.
What? For what reason? What's he trying to do? What's he working towards here?
He's getting ready for the Twitter baseball season.
Is that he still does that?
I guess. I don't know. But that, I'm sorry. Carton and Roberts, afternoons 2 to 7 on the Fan when he is not taking batting practice or embarrassing himself by playing horse in the driveway.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Now we see it.
Oh, you didn't see it. I'm sorry.
No, all no, right, we're seeing it right now.
I had it live. Huh. What you going to do? Speaking of basketball, it's a good-looking swing, though, must say. Your Knicks with a good one over the Raptors.
Randle guarded by Flynn. Corner, Barrett, three-pointer. Bang! R.J. Barrett does it again from downtown. And the Knicks go up by four with 34 seconds remaining.
That is Mike Breen on MSG. R.J. Barrett, part of his 19-point effort. Knicks beat the Raptors 102-96. You also had a rain delay of sorts as there was a leak in the roof, and so they had to wait through that. Coach Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, I thought it was baseball. There was a little rain delay. Yeah, those things happen, you know.
Oh, and shut up, it's enough. That happened last night. Here was Thibs. They've won a couple in a row, maybe getting back on track.
I think our guys are building good habits. You need everyone. You don't know where it'll come from. So there's the challenge of being mentally ready, physically ready, and emotionally ready.
Oh, good for them. Julius Randle, 26 points, hit all of his 11 free throws. Nerlens Noel, 9 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 block shots. Big defensive effort.
Just purely locking in. I want to be the anchor for this defense by any means possible. And, you know, I knew it was going to be a tough job tonight, especially the way they was knocking down threes. So.
And that was Noel on MSG. Knicks right back at it this evening. Take on the L.A. Lakers. You know, we always talk about getting players back. It's like, are we going to trade at the trade deadline?
Yes.
Well, when the Nets get to the playoffs, it's going to be like acquiring multiple players at the trade deadline because half their team's not playing tonight as they are in Minnesota. Coverage on the Fan, 101.9 WFAN FM.
If you're the NBA.
WFAN2.com.
WFAN2.com.
Yeah.
If you're the NBA, I almost would think that you don't want the Nets to win the title, well, or the Lakers, because it really does suck every bit of the regular season importance out. It
sure does.
I mean, both of these teams are going to be missing their stars for a majority of this season, and they're going to meet in the NBA Finals. It's like, what the hell's the point? Honestly.
So I said, we just have a big tournament every year.
I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. I mean, now this Knicks regular season has been a lot of fun because we haven't seen them win this much in a long time. But when you're talking about declaring a champion, I mean, maybe this is why Kyrie leaves. He's like, oh, there's no point. What's the point? I'd rather do these things. I'll show up in the playoffs. Screw you
guys.
Well,
they are paying him.
I know, but I'm just
he
saying.
He does have a paycheck that says you're going to play basketball for us unless you're hurt or you have personal reasons.
I understand, but I mean, this might be the most meaningless NBA, could be, depending on who wins the championship and who's in the finals, the single most meaningless NBA regular season.
I mean, I'm rooting for the Knicks to make it, but if not, then I'm rooting for Utah.
Big Utah guy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, man.
Rudy
my
Gobert.
Guy. Let's go.
Bojan Bogdanovic.
This is where the COVID started last year, and this is where it's going to end.
Okay.
And remember, the TNT guys didn't think they were worthy of winning.
Shaq didn't think they were any good. Right.
Well, they said you never think about – I don't know, was it Shaq? I don't think it was Shaq. I think it was one of the other guys where they were saying it's Utah. We don't even think of them.
Oh, okay.
It's very disrespectful.
Yes.
Islanders-Rangers last night. Good, tight game, went to overtime.
Pressured by Zajac Barzal, able to pull it out, throws it over. Ryan Pollock steps in. He scores! Ryan Pollock, what a time for his first of the season. Isles win it 3-2.
That is Brendan Burke on MSG+. Pollock 113 into overtime. Kyle Palmieri scored as well, and he loves beating the Blue Shirts. So fit right in.
It felt good. Obviously, beating the Rangers is a big thing, and winning games at home is huge.
And the Islanders win a lot of games at home, 18-2 and 2 at home with that victory last night.
And by the way, they made another trade. They added Braden Coburn from the Ottawa Senators for, I think, a fourth-round or a seventh-round draft choice. I'm not really sure. But
when was this? Did I just miss this?
This happened last night, I believe.
I did
not
see that.
Yeah, he's 35 years old, comes over from the Senators, has skated in a lot of playoff games. He's a D-man, and he's a big guy. So they are adding some experience, some grit, and another D-man for depth. So this is three guys that are acquired that all have Stanley Cup playoff experience for the Islanders, and Lou Lamoriello goes all in with 27-11-4 Islanders.
You a big D-man?
Am I?
Or are you a forward?
No, I'm a center.
You're a center?
Well, I've been playing left wing as of late, but yeah.
I would have thought more D-man.
No, me? You got to skate backwards, man.
This point in your career?
Nah, you know? I'm a straight-ahead guy.
Well, you're a big guy, especially on skates.
Yeah, that's why you got to be in front of the net. That's why I keep saying, you know, I know Matt's probably going to get his power play time now diminished because of the add-ons that they've added, but it's unfortunate. You know, you want a big guy in front of the net.
Net front presence.
That's me.
That's you.
That's me, man.
All right.
And usually we play clips from Matt Lachlan with the Devils. He did not do the Devil game last night. So
hope
we
hear
from Rob Lipolis, who called it one of the greatest nights of his career as he filled
top in. Top of the left circle scores. Brian Rust. A wrist shot from the left wing circle. His 17th of the season. And with 39 seconds left in the second, the Penguins lead 3-1.
Oh, yes, that turned out to be.
Who is he?
I'm not sure. He worked with I guess Chico last night as the Devils lost to the Penguins 5-2. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I saw that he did the games. That's awesome. Good for him. But the Devils did lose. The other trades that we mentioned all morning, Jeff Carter goes to the Penguins, Taylor Hall to the Bruins, and Nick Foligno to the Maple Leafs. Eddie George named the new head coach at Tennessee State. And I saw this too. A couple things from boxing. Evander Holyfield is going to fight Kevin McBride June 5th. Holyfield is 58.
The country singer?
What?
He's fighting a country singer?
Kevin McBride?
Yeah.
Is that not the right name?
I think you're thinking of Martina McBride. She would not be fighting.
No.
All right, but you mentioned a woman. Did you see the female boxer that got just annihilated?
Yes.
Oh my! And the fact that she would not let them stop the fight because she says that would mean I quit, and I am not a quitter. Meantime, she might have lost her – like, no joke, might have lost her left eye. I don't know if you saw the images, Greg. It is brutal.
She got pelted, man.
Yeah, she did, but she was not stopping, so you give her credit for that. Just hope she's okay. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
Well, you know, sometimes the guys take calls. Sometimes the calls are fantastic. Sometimes the calls somewhere in the middle, and sometimes the guys don't particularly care for the caller, like in this case.
If they scored in the first inning, they wouldn't have lost 1-0. Number two, Boomer. The Yankee, when Didi got hurt, and this is also for you, Gio, 2019, Google it.
Yeah,
the 2019 season.
Yeah.
Didi had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Who was the shortstop?
Yeah.
The Yankees have a major problem with shortstop. How come they were in first place and they ended up being close to the World Series?
So
and
you think that Gleyber Torres has played a good shortstop this year, Pat?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, all right. So that's the point.
All right.
Take your whiny voice somewhere else.
God almighty.
This is for the 2 years.
That was like a churn-off with caffeine there.
God. Google back and Google it. Your team does something, you don't say anything. But my team does something, you say something. I'm going to call them up. I'm going to tell them, oh, different set of rules. Whoa, hypocrites.
God damn. Who the hell wants that on a Monday?
Oh, my God. I think he's married.
Probably not.
Enjoy, guys. Moment of the day.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Remember we saw Peyton Manning shirtless not that long ago? And we were pretty impressed with him.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, I got one better. You guys happen to see Troy Aikman?
Is he ripped?
I mean, he looks unbelievable.
No, it's good.
Ripped is an understatement. There's a picture of him. He's got an 8-pack.
Nice.
8-pack abs.
And it's accurate.
Yeah, it's accurate. It's 100% accurate. He was down in Florida with Jimmy Johnson on a boat. And it's Jimmy Johnson and a bunch of older guys fishing. And then Troy Aikman there just jacked. Just showing everybody up. Jimmy Johnson looks pretty good too for his age and everything. But man, I am impressed. There's a couple of pictures there of him just completely ripped on TMZ Sports. I mean, this is what you want. Like, if you're a Cowboys fan, you take pride in this. Like, not only did this guy win championships for me, but he still looks like that. You know, you think there's a sense of pride that's involved with that.
Yeah.
He looks incredible. He does. You see it? You see it now?
Yeah, and Eddie was saying, like, he probably wasn't in that shape as a player, like ripped abs.
How old is he now?
He is 54 years old.
Hmm.
Did you see the picture?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, man. You want to see it?
You're right. I'd take Jimmy Johnson's physique, even.
I know. Me too.
Not bad.
Maybe they're all doing the same thing.
Extends?
Something.
Extends? He did promote that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Jimmy Johnson?
Yes. Yeah.
For the whole erectile dysfunction situation? Well, you think he's doing some sort of HGH or steroids or something? This can't be natural?
No. HGH it could be. You never know. Could be going to one of those anti-aging clinics. I'm sure they're all over the place in Dallas.
I mean, 54 with the 8-pack. You're going to be working your ass off. You really do. So, yeah, good for him. I mean, it's just a different mentality you guys have. Just these meaning professional athletes.
Yeah, yeah, it was me.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Just you guys. Like, you're doing 60 miles on your bike on your 60th birthday. This guy's got an 8-pack at 54 years old. It's just like a different... You just built different, you know?
Yeah.
You don't ever give it up.
Nope.
Just keeps going. It keeps churning in you.
Can't let it go.
It's an insatiable thirst for competitive things. Never ends.
Never ends.
It doesn't. I mean, if you think
about
it.
Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what we're competing at.
I know. You just, and you hate to lose.
Yeah.
You got to be the best.
You try.
You try.
You gotta be. You have to have an all-in mentality.
I understand. And you do.
Yeah.
With everything.
I kind of feel like I do.
Yeah. I mean, you put me to shame.
Do the best I can, you know, honestly. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm... Well, maybe I'll do what Troy's doing, whatever he's doing.
Would you take something?
Not really, no.
You wouldn't?
No.
Like if someone came to you with like a sponsor, an anti-aging clinic, and they're like, listen, we can... blood spin you some HGH. Get you involved. Get you an 8-pack like Troy Aikman. Would you do it?
I think Dr. K would get very mad at me.
Yeah?
Yeah, my doctor, Dr. K.
He wouldn't like the HGH?
No. I don't know. I can't say that because I've never really talked to him about it. But it doesn't seem like something that he would be on board for.
So never in your life did you think about after... I mean, playing career is a totally different story.
No. No.
Like after, like, you know, when you're like, I'm a little bit older, maybe a little shot of this, a little shot of that.
Yeah, a little shot of tequila. That's about it. As long as I stay active, that's the key. Staying active is the key.
Sure.
Sitting at home on your ass makes your ass get wider.
Yeah.
So you have to stay active.
Sure.
I don't care what anybody says.
It does.
And, you know, for me, it's a couple ways. It could be biking and it could be, you know, the Peloton stuff and it could be playing hockey, so...
Yeah, well,
or softball, for that matter, if we ever play again.
Man, I tell you, Troy Aikman, he's doing more than playing softball. He's doing a lot.
He's probably going to the gym, working out, doing his thing.
Or he's taking HGH.
Either that or he's got a personal trainer.
Whatever it is, it's definitely working for him.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, I know. I do feel good for him. And Al, I wanted to ask you about this. So the Spotify starting to delete some of those Joe Rogan things?
I did see that they quietly deleted some controversial Joe Rogan episodes from his past library that, you know, they got the Joe Rogan library.
Yeah. And they got rid of them all.
Not all of them, but they got rid of some controversial ones.
What kind of controversial?
Like the Alex Jones ones, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything with weird, weird opinions.
Weird opinions?
Yeah.
And also that one comedian who was known to maybe.
Oh,
Chris D'Elia or something. I guess he had something going on in his past. They got rid of all that stuff.
They got rid of his stuff, yeah. Hmm. But that's part of the charm of the Joe Rogan, from what I've heard of it, is he puts on people with some weird takes on things.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's like, all right, when you buy the Joe Rogan experience, don't you know what you're getting?
Yeah, but also, like this happened, I heard Evan was all up in arms a couple weeks ago about Peacock buying the WWE network, and they deleted some of the Attitude Era stuff because they felt it was they felt it was too controversial.
Oh, you got to be kidding
what
me.
What is the Attitude Era stuff? Like, what's that?
I know like in the 90s, you know, they were doing a lot more risque type of material. I don't know, involving
women. So wait a minute. So you can smoke as much weed as you want. You can walk around. You can do all these other things. But we're going back 30 years to find out some things that may be like somehow insulting these days.
Correct.
That's what we're doing?
Attitude Era WWE deletions?
Some deletions, yes.
And for fans like Evan, it's a big deal, I guess.
Yeah,
it's,
but
for fans of Dr. Seuss, it's a big deal too.
Big deal.
By the way.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember.
Like, but none of it makes sense because you can't say, you can't delete Joe Rogan and then have that song WAP on there. You just can't. Like, yeah. You can't.
Right. Right. No,
I know. Have to pick. If you're going to pick, go through everything, you either got to leave it all up there or.
You know what? Just leave it all up there, man.
Right.
You know, just leave it all up there.
Let the market sort it out.
It is what it is, man. You know, it's.
That's right, Al. Let the market sort it out.
Come on, Al.
Let it sort it out.
Get yourself involved. Do something.
If you don't like it, don't listen to it.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to it.
Right, then no one will. Like, I don't like that song, WAP. I'll never listen to it.
I don't even know what that song is.
Wet something.
Oh.
You know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Gio was dancing to it that one day.
Oh, that's right. Gio's getting all over that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we never played it, though, did we?
We did not. Jerry was reading the lyrics, or you were reading the, you know, whatever ones you could.
Right. Yeah. To me, that's more offensive than anything else.
Very offensive.
Oh, very offensive.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's why I like classy artists like Doja Cat. I don't know if she's all that classy, but yeah, she is. We love her. Dua Lipa. Yeah, but Cardi B's latest song is not as bad as WAP. That's the thing we were reading where she said, I don't know, something about a train or something. I don't know. Some guy in a train.
Oh, it's just freedom.
Yeah, I did. But that surprised me because I thought Joe Rogan was just, it was all about how crazy it was. And people were drawn to that. And he could have the someone like Elon Musk on and someone like Alec Jones. And then this controversial person. That's why he built this entire brand on that stuff. And so much so that Spotify ends up buying it for a massive amount of money.
Yeah,
then they go in and they delete the controversial stuff.
You would think that that's one of the reasons why you're buying it, because of all the
different
viewpoints and, you know.
And then sure, it's crazy, but.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Right. People are going to listen to the crazy. I mean, have to agree with it. I mean, so what? All right.
Anyway. All right, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever is right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.